You are now listening to another episode of It's a Lifestyle with Miss Inspiration. I am your host, Tanisha Shanang, and I hope you are excited to receive this new God-inspired message. For those of you that are brand new to this podcast, I welcome you. I thank you for joining me today because it has truly been an amazing journey. So for those of you who have not gotten your copy of Dear Single in Love, please, please pre-order your copy now because we are going to dive into a new teaching. Well, the deeper teaching of Dear Single in Love, starting on Tuesday, March 26th. That's when the book is going to drop on Amazon. And I want you to be a part of the Pray, Listen, Obey teaching series because we are going to definitely learn. We're going to understand those 8 principles that God has given us so that we can wait, right? We can go into this season of being obedient, and we're going to wait for our God-ordained purpose mate. And again, this is not a book for us to find someone. This is really for us as women, as we are healing, as we are preparing ourselves, we are getting in alignment of what God needs for us to do in this season so that we are living a purpose-driven life. So that's how I want you to kind of look at it from that entire perspective. But today I want to talk to us about this amazing topic that God had given, he gave to me, dropped it in my spirit. And it was just like, you're going into a new season, right? Over here in the United States, we are technically going into a brand new season tomorrow. And that is spring, right? Today is March 19th. Tomorrow is March 20th. And so we're entering this new season. And as we are entering a new season physically, we are technically also entering a new season spiritually, right? God is about to open up opportunities. He's going to open up this space for you to embark on the journey with him as you are waiting. See, a season of single is a season. So some of you might have been single for a very long time, but this is going to be a different kind of single. This is going to be a single where you are going to do all the things that God needs for you to do. You're going to stop going into this season of single doing the things that you want to do. See, this is how we tend to be disobedient because we put our wants over God's needs. All right, now we put our wants over God's needs, and then we want God to turn around and make situations better for us and to give us everything that we desire. God wants to give us our heart's desires. But we have to be obedient, and we have to go into this knowing that this is not just our journey, but this is the journey that God is going to take us. Because I don't know about you, but I am prepared. I am ready. And when that time comes, I will happily, happily accept my God-ordained purpose mate. Because I believe that everything that I have gone through has prepared me for whatever is to come. See, I've been through some bad relationships. I've been through relationships that I don't want to go through again. And I've also been through some relationships where I had to question, like, well, why didn't that work out? But guess what? As long as I know that God has something amazing for me, I no longer have to worry, why didn't that work out? See, we're entering a brand new season in a physical. And that means that some of you might have been going through some experiences where you are feeling like, you know what? I need to close this door. I need to stop entertaining the past. I need to stop answering those text messages. I need to stop making those phone calls. I should not go on that date. I should not go over to their house. And God is going to start revealing to you either people's truth. You're going to start seeing that God is going to pretty much expose those because he don't want you to keep entertaining. See, God is not going to bring your purpose mate into your life when you are still entertaining your past or you're still entertaining situations and quote unquote relationships, or as people now say in the, you know, in this age, situationships, God is not going to send that person knowing that you are attached in some capacity, whether it's emotionally, it's mentally, it's spiritually, and some of you, it might be physically. God can't send your purpose mate for you to you if you're still attached. So as we are entering this new spring season, also claim this new spiritual season of saying, you know what? I want to enter this new season without those open doors. Like, I'm ready to close those doors to those relationships because I know that that's not where I need to be. That's not where and who I need to be attached to, who I should be investing in, because that relationship already revealed itself. Now, I do believe that people can change. The situations can absolutely change over time. But guess what? If that's what God wanted for you, then he would have made that happen in that time frame. And hey, you know what? What if that person is for you and God is going to now bring them back and, you know, he's going to spiritually wash them up. He's going to clean them. He's going to allow you to see this person in a brand new light. This person is going to come to you. But guess what? They're not going to come to you speaking the same language. They're not going to come to you, you know, with the same mindset. They're going to actually come to you looking like a brand new person. So that's a different story for a different day. But what I want us to do is we're entering a new season. I want you to get excited for this new season. Again, don't worry if you've been single for a couple of years. Let's get excited for this season of singleness where we are acknowledging this is a season of single. And this is a season where we are going to just do all the things that God needs for us to do. And again, you know, you may not know, Tanisha, what does that mean? What should I do? If you get that copy, and if you follow the Pray, Listen, Obey series, you're going to start to realize, okay, so this is a list of action items. These are all things that we need to do. These are actions. These are a list of action items that I need to actually start taking action on as I am waiting for this man that God is somewhere, we don't know where, he's preparing this man to come into your life. But you can't in that season, in this new season, I want you to stop going back. I want you to stop having those memories, those what if, or what if this would have worked out? Or how come this didn't work out? Oh, you know, I really missed because I know I've been there. I've done it. I am not going to say that it is not easy. But what I want you to understand is that's not what God wants for us. God does not want us to continue to sit and give our time and energy to the wrong thing because that means that it is holding up your true destiny. See, our purpose mate is supposed to help us. It's supposed to be our helpmate, right? Think about Genesis, right? Adam was in the garden working. He was in purpose. And God looked at Adam and said, I don't want him to be alone. So I'm going to send him a helpmate. So your purpose mate is your helpmate. So if you are not in purpose and you don't have your helpmate, then that means that purpose cannot happen. So that means that we are not doing what God needs for us to do. And that means that whatever your purpose is going to answer, because our purpose is supposed to answer a problem somewhere in the world that someone is praying for. They're looking for a solution. You have the answer to it. So if you and your purpose mate are not coming together to answer those problems, then guess what? We're not doing what God needs us to do. That's just pretty much simple as it. But if you keep giving the energy to the wrong person, you're definitely not answering anyone's problems. If anything, you're probably dwelling and living in a problem. And we don't want that either. So I want you to get excited. I want you to dedicate this new season that is coming upon us as a time where you're going to, you know, some of you might need to fast. Some of you might need to just start, you know, getting in that prayer closet, praying, asking God to reveal what you need to do. Ask God to reveal who you need to stop calling, who you might need to block some people. You might need to ask God to remove them from your memory. Like, whatever it is that you need for God to do as you are entering this new season. Dear single in love, I want you to get excited. I want you to be so excited as to what's about to happen. Don't worry about the past. The past is gone. It's done. Don't worry about why it didn't work out with them. God knew it was not going to work out with them. He was excited that it didn't work out because God said, guess what? It didn't work out with him because I have the right one coming. But I need her, meaning you, meaning me, to get focused so that we can expect and we can sit and we can do all these amazing things until that man comes into your life. And it's going to come, and God is going to speak so loud. He's going to speak so clearly, and he's going to say, that is your husband. And then he's going to look at that man, and he's going to speak to him loudly and clearly and say, that is your wife. And then at the divine time, because a lot of times people, they hear, oh, that's my husband, oh, that's my wife, and they go and they make things happen at their time and not God's time. And we're not going to do that either. But I want you to be excited. So we're going to close out this season. You might have to go through your phone list right now. You might hear this a few days into spring. You might hear this in the summertime. You may hear this as we're going into winter next year. But that's fine. At whatever time you are hearing this message, you might have to sit and go through that phone list and start blocking. Start closing, start deleting, start praying, start fasting. Get into the word. Talk to God. Analyze your dreams. Pay attention and start moving in the direction that God wants you to. So I thank you for joining me, guys. Thank you. I'm telling you, I'm so excited for us. I'm going to pray for you guys. I'm going to pray that God is going to speak to you, that you are going to be joyful in this new season, as you are embracing your season of singleness. So I am Tanisha Shanae, and I thank you. I thank you. Share this message with someone. Tell a friend to tell a friend, and I definitely mean that. And if you have not, go over to Amazon and get your copy of Dear Single in Love, and meet me for the new teaching of Pray, Single, Obey. I love you. God loves you. Have an awesome day.